Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Davav. Sukkah Davav, and we are going to discuss the sugya of Kedei Achilas Pras, which we discussed over the past couple of months, various topics related to Shiurin. We had a discussion of Chatzi Shir at the end of Maseches Yuma. We discussed the concept of Mali Lugmav at the time, the difference between eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. If one remembers that the Mali Lugmav goes by each person, while Kedei Achilas Pras, while the food, Koseves Shir is objective to all. So today we'll talk about in general with the Achilas Pras a little bit, touching the topic where it comes up here in Davav. The Gemara here darshans from the Pasuk in Dvarim and Paraches many different Shiurim for various halachas. Eretz Chito Sa'or, again, the Pashas of the Pasuk has nothing to do with Shiurim. The Pashas of the Pasuk is just praising Eretz Yisrael, right? It's the land of the Shivas Haminim. Chito Sa'or, Geffen Te'ena Rimon, Ze Shemen Udvash. But Rav Chanin says this whole Pasuk is referring to Shiurin. That's the Gemara's question. How can we say Shiurin or Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai? Which means that there is no remez in the text. Remember the Rambam that we've mentioned in other contexts. The Rambam has in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam says, what are the five categories? The first two categories have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. The first category is Pirushim Hamakubalim Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, Pirushim that come down all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu. Category two is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Those are very similar. What's the difference between those two categories? The Rambam says, we never find that pre-Eitz Hadar, the beautiful fruit by Sukkos, is Esrog, is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara learns it, that it's an Esrog, and it's not a lemon, and it's not a quince. But the Gemara learns that from all the way going back, Misora, and the Rambam calls that a pirush that we receive from Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Ayin Tachas Ayin. Those are the examples the Rambam gives. An eye for an eye. That we don't literally knock the person's eye out, but we say it means money. Ayin Tachas Ayin. So where do those two come from? Says the Rambam, that's not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Doesn't say anywhere that those are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Those are Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam asks, so how do you know what's the difference between the two? Right, category three are all the drushas we learn from Chazal, that's the largest category, and then four and five are takanos and zeros. But what's the difference between the first two? So the Rambam says, if I would give you 100 years, if I would give you 1,000 years, would you be able to figure it out? If you'd be able to figure it out, if I give you 1,000 years, so then that's called the Pirush HaMukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a remez in the text. A beautiful fruit could be an esrog. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe I could figure that out, right? Or an eye for an eye, meaning money. Most countries in the world have that principle also. They don't take it literally. They don't hold like the Hammurabi code of old, that it's literally an eye for an eye. But so we could have figured that out. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, if I would have given you 1,000 years, you still would never have been able to figure it out. Right, that's the definition of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, Shiurin, Chatzitza, Mechitza. Why should a wall be 10 tefachim? Why should you say Dofen Akuma and Good and Lovewood? Right, all these are not logical. So that's why the Rambam says those are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So it's interesting with that background. The Gemara here says that is it a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? No, it's based on a pasuk. So that fits in a little bit with the Rambam's definition. The Rambam says it can't be based on a pasuk if it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara is interested in Daraisa Darabanan, but that's behind the Gemara's question. But anyway, so the Gemara quotes all different shiurim for different halachas. So the first one is based on a Mishnah in Maseches Negayim, where the Mishnah says we know that there are three ways that one can contract saras, either on one's body or on one's clothing or in a house. In a house of Saras, a Bayis HaMenuga, which might not have ever happened. Right? There is a day in Maseches Sanhedrin that says a Bayis HaMenuga never happened. It's just there for Drosh V'Kabel Schar. But Rashi on Chumash seems to say it did happen. Remember, the Rashi on Chumash tells us that why is there a Bayis HaMenuga? So when we go into the houses, Hashem wants us to break down the houses to see the treasures inside the walls of the of what the Kanaanim left us. But Bayis HaMenuga presents to us a unique halacha. It's the only one besides Tumas Meis that also has Tumas Ohel. You walk into a house which has Nevela in it, the person does not become Tamei. You walk into a house that has a Zav or a Zava in it, the person does not become Tamei. I walk into a house of Saras, Bayis HaMenuga, so then I also become Tamei. How long do I have to stay in the house to become Tamei? That's the question that the Gemara is dealing with based on the Mishnah in the 13th parak of Negayim. So the Mishnah says, HaNichnas Bayis HaMenuga, V'kelev Aksefav, if I walk into a house of Tzaras, V'kelev Aktefav, I'm holding clothing. I'm not wearing clothing. This is on the last line on Hema Base. Visada la vitabosa viado, and I'm wear my shoes or my the rings that I'm wearing, I'm holding them. Hu vehain tamei miyad. So then everything went into the house and everything becomes tamei directly right away. I'm not wearing anything. Nothing is secondary to me. I'm wearing it. So then everything becomes tummy right away. But what happens, says the Mishnah, Hayalavush, Kela Visada la Baragla, if I'm wearing clothing, like normal, Vitav Osa, Beezvosa, or his rings are on his fingers, which kind of sounds like that the man was wearing rings, Hu Tame Miyad, that he is Tame right away, Vehain Tarin, and the clothing, they're kind of batel to him. They become tame on a secondary, in a secondary moment. So you have to be in the house for a certain amount of time in order for it to become tame. Ad sheyishe bechdei achilas pras, or enough time to eat a portion of food. Bechdei achilas pras, enough to eat a portion of food. What food? So pas chitim below pas saorin. Wheat bread and not barley bread. Masiv, reclining, va'ochel b'lifton, and eating it with a dip. Right, that is kedechilas pras. That is what's described by the Mishnah. So first of all, machlokes Rashi and the Ritva, is this a chumra or a kula? The fact that it is wheat bread, relaxing, dip with a dip. Is that a longer shear or a shorter shear? So Rashi says that makes it shorter. Makes it shorter because everybody loves wheat bread. And if you eat it when you're relaxed, then you're really focusing on eating, and it tastes good if you have it with a dip. That's what he says, Rashi. Paschitiv, shihiyasa mu'etes mishal sa'orim, meisev, dahainu derech achila, right, you're relaxing by eating, mishu meisev, hu asig ba'achila. Somebody who is eating, who is a meisev, who is relaxing, is focusing on eating. Ve'eno tarid b'dvaram achirim. He's not focusing on other things, right? He's not involved in so multitasking, like we say. We never just eat, right? We're eating and looking at our phones, we're eating and reading, right? But if we really want to focus on our eating, then we would just eat. So, and we eat quicker if we do that. So that's Sitas Rashi, the fact that it's wheat bread and masiv and lifton all are to make the shear smaller, which in our context is a chumrah. That means a person becomes tamei sooner, right? It takes a shorter amount of time to become tamei. Person becomes tamei sooner. If you look in the Ritva, Rashi says the same thing also in Maseches Erevin and Maseches Brachas. But if you look in the Ritva says exactly the opposite. The Ritva says in our context, pirish kuhu lekula, because you like it more, you savor it, and it's delicious, and you eat it slowly. Debepas chitim mishtahe yoser. You eat it, you enjoy it. Right? Sometimes if you have your favorite food, you're not going to eat it quickly. Right? You enjoy it. Again, there maybe this is machlokes and metzias. Sometimes two different people have opposite eating habits. I love ice cream, so I'm going to eat it very slowly. Or I love ice cream, so I'm going to eat it very quickly. So machlokes Rashi Ritva. V'chein shu meisiv kishochel b'liftan. Also, when I eat it with a liftan, when I am eating it with a dip, misheino ochav a liftam, and welcome a liftam, maybe bifid pas, b'chem b'shatosos, v'shalokabirish Rashizal. Not like Rashi. Okay, machlokas Rashi Ritva, whether it is a kula or a chumra, the Ritva says it's a longer shear, which would be a kula in this context. Right? Other times, if we would take these ideas outside of Hilchos Bais HaMenuchah, it might be just the opposite in terms of chumra and kula. Right? Let's say I'm eating, if we would have Rashi in the Ritva's definition, what if I'm eating something not kosher? What if I'm eating bread that's tevel? So according to Rashi, I would have to eat it all, the shear, bechdei achilas pras, is a shorter amount. And if I stretch it out, then I'm not going to be chayef for eating tevel. While the Ritva in that context, it would be a chumra, because you have more time to eat the iser in order for it to be usser. Okay, either way, this is the machlokas. Who is this referring to? Which type of person? Aren't there different eating habits, as we just said? Different people would eat different. How do you use kedei achilas pras in kala Torah kula for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, for the mitzvah of achilas karbanis, if you need a maisa achila there? So how do you define that? So the Minchas Chinuch is the main source in this sugya. The Minchas Chinuch says on the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, right? That's where where he talks about this mostly. Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel says the Minchas Chinuch. First we'll talk about who, then we'll talk about what. Who? Vihine lonis ba'er. Dezeyadua. T'kol de'ein kol tivei anashim shavim. People aren't the same in terms of eating habits. right? Even within a family, you might have spouses that have very different eating habits. You might have siblings. Kol ein kol tivi anashim shavim. Yesh b'mahar b'achilaso v'yesh ma'acher. Im ken yadua derech mashal. Eitzel echad shoach kiyas pras hainu shalosh o'arba v'esim or v'yashah. Sometimes people who take, it takes a quarter of an hour to eat three or four eggs worth. V'ha'echad yoser u'be'echad pachos. Hech v'sha'arinam. So how do you measure it in halacha? As much time it takes k'dei achilas pras. So how do you measure that? Im mishavrin lefi tivo, do you go by his personal eating habits? Misha tivo lechol aprasper v'yishak hizai shalo. O kikoseves mitztarif bereva shah v'imshah yoser pater. If somebody eats quickly, then they have this amount. Then if somebody eats slowly, then it's a larger amount. Ube misha tivo lechol b'chatzi shah mitztarif v'chayev. And if somebody eats normally in half an hour, k'dei achilas pras, he'll be chayev for that. And if he's quicker, then maybe if he stretches it out, he won't be chayev. So what do you say here? Do you go by personal? Everybody has their own shir in halacha. Or says the Minchas Chinuch, misharinan hakol ba'adam beinoni. Or do you go by the average person? Average person, the ein chiluk bein anashim klal, and there's no differentiation between different people. Rak hashir bezman achilas mebeinoni pras kashir hazem etzarev v'lo yoser avshu darko lecho biyocher biyoser abapachos. So what do you do? Says Berachas Chinuch, I think average person. Why? Because you don't have anywhere in the poskim that say otherwise, and the fact that nobody tells you otherwise, it must be it's not true. V'lo lechora nireh the misharina badam beinoni. Because if you go by the person, it should be there in the 17th paragraph of Maseches Kelim, which has the Mishnah about Shi'urin. And the Mishnah there says, sometimes you go by a big person, sometimes you go by a small person, sometimes this, sometimes that. We had that. Malo Lugmav we had in Yuma. You do go by each person. Vayin be'ervin. And then he says, v'chein nireh in sukkah. If you look in sukkah, later on in that membeis, katan sheyochol lechol kizayis marchikin mitzu aso. Right? His excrement has the status of excrement. And Rav Chisda says there, as long as he eats it, b'chdei achilas pras. V'sham yechol lomar, liyoshir b'katan, ki huenu yochol lechol el kizayis. Right? A katan maybe can't even eat that much. So it must be that you go by dov adam beinoni. So that's the first yisod. You go by the average person. But now the Minchas Chinuch goes into the next discussion. This is what, somewhat more well known. And that is, what about different foods? What about different foods? Right? Which food do you go by when it comes to k'dei achilas pras? Right? We all eat cookies at one speed. We might eat ice cream at another speed. We might drink tea at another speed. So how do you determine k'dei achilas pras? Here it says, you go by wheat bread. Is that what you always go by? The shear for wheat bread is the shear that you go by. Is that what you do? So that's his next question. Kivan de Misharina Kola Shir Bebenoni Imkeda Shir Yadua. He says, since you go by the average person, so why didn't Chazal tell us what the shear is? Right? Mali Lugmav, Chazal tell us generally what it is. It's a little less than a revius. And Chazal tell us how big is a koseves, how big is a kezayis. So what about k'dei achilas pras? That time period. Why didn't Chazal tell us? Why is there a discussion in the postgame between 3 and 9 minutes? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I'll tell you why. And he quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara about Pas Chitim. So he says, Al Kopanim Lamadnu. What do you see from our Gemara? Implicitly, eating wheat bread and eating barley bread, different amounts of time. Rashi Ritva, longer, shorter, but it's different amounts of time you see from our Gemara. That's what you see implicitly. Lamanu b'divrei Hashas, de'ein kol minei achila shavim. The paschitim, different than pasorim. Im kein, hu adin kol aminim sheba olam. Every food item has a different speed that I eat k'dei achilas pras, which is a certain number of eggs. Bevada yishchilik b'shiyas hadavar anechal. Ubinigaim, halacha moshe b'sinai, or pasik, you go by wheat bread. Says the Minchas Chinuch, our Gemara is limited. Only by Nega'im is this the shear you go by wheat bread. But by all other foods, all other Isurim, you go by each food. And that's why the Poskim don't mention anything about this, because every food will have a different shear for it of k'dei achilas pras, depending on the derech of that food. So you go by the average person, but you go by every food by itself.
Im kein kol ha-yisurim nira dekol machal machal, v'hein le'inyin yom ha-kipurim, kol min machal, misharina kol echad b'didei, v'kamaz ba'necha prasped ha-machal ha-yisur she'ochal gazayis. V'im kein, l'fiza nicha, this is why, mashalo biru chazal, kam ha-vigdechi las pras, why chazal didn't tell us, ki ein shir l'davar, there's no specific objective amount. Ra kol machal yesh lo shir acher. Every food has its own, v'lo yaspik ha-deyova ha-kolmis, Lachshov komin macho bola madam benoni. There's not enough ink in the world, says the Menchas Chinuch, to write down the shear for every single food. Al kain, eizen min machal, shadam ochel, misharina madam benoni. Whatever food you eat, you take the average person, interesting that he's objective about. You don't go by every person and every food. You go by the average person eating every food. You figure out how much that is, zen yulani is daiti emes ubarur. That's for sure clear, says the Menchas Chinuch. Kibbutz v'lamatzina b'shas, shir yadua. Because you don't find a shir yadua, kamez van achilas pras, v'lamatzina gavke b'ezamin, alkein b'vade, b'chom min minim sharina b'didei, you go by each person. Da'ino min ma'achal zeh, each food. Min ma'achal zeh, l'adam b'enoni. And that's what he says. V'zeh vade, enko ma'achal necha b'shaveh, and obviously, it's not the same. But then he also goes, it's not even different foods. It's different ways you prepare food. What if you have cooked meat and raw meat? You also, again, we don't eat raw meat nowadays. We don't think it's healthy. But in the days of old, maybe they ate differently. Derech Mashal, im ochel kezayis nevei laval nevei lachaya bein mevushal ubein chai. Davi derech achila, ki mevur bepsachim. Nira dafka, right? In shemach eino yotze, aval havi kederech achila, simcha eino yotze, aval havi derech achila, v'chun he continues. Im basar mevushal nimshach zman achila so revisha, takes you more time to eat raw meat. It's disgusting, and it doesn't go down so quickly. You go by each food, how it's prepared, the type of food, that is the chiddush of the Menchas Chinuch. Not everybody agrees with this. Many achronim argue the Tshuvas Torah's Chesed, Reb Shneur Zalman Lodkin, who was a student of the Tzemach Tzedek. He's named after the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, right, Reb Shneur Zalman. And he was a Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, and therefore he was named after the first one. Right? Towards the end of his life, he came to Yerushalayim. He helped out Reb Shmuel Salant in the Old City. But he seems to agree with the Menchas Chinuch in what he discusses in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Beis. Shir achilas pras eino shave b'kol meni ochlam ukem mevur b'mesasis in the negoim. And he quotes our Mishnah and our Gemara that you see clearly that eating different types of breads take different amounts. Ulefize b'lav hachi ein l'ksov hashir b'shave b'chol aminim linyu k'dei achilas pras. Umemela, and he quotes the Menchas Chinuch. This is the Torah's Chesed. But if you look in other Achronim, they do not agree. If you look in the Steich Emed, in Mareches HaAchilas Siman Gimel, the Chazonish, and others, the Chasam Sofer, they seem to say, you have more of an objective standard. Chasam Sofer writes in a Shuva, Chelek Vav Siman Tezayin, 9 minutes. That's the largest. That's why if you're on Pesach, generally people say you have anywhere somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes. So 9 minutes. Shlomo Zalman says, in Yanei Pesach, just eat normally. Eat normally. It can't be that you have to stuff your face with matzah. It can't be that the halacha demands that. It must be that if you eat normally without a hefsek, you're eating like a nice pace. That's fine, and that ends up being it. So mimanafshach, if my kizesim are so large that within 9 minutes I didn't finish it, it must be that my kizesim are too big, right? But that's for Shlomo Zalman's in Porn Hara that it can't be the Torah demands you to eat not in a normal fashion, and therefore. But he said 9 minutes, and that's what we assume somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes, maybe. Just eating normally. So my nafkamina, so number one, are the shiurim in general. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is an important one. How much time to wait between eatings. When we say somebody can eat b'shiurin, so they have a koseves is the shiur, as we know in Yom Kippur. Not kezayis koseves, a larger shiur. But how much time do you have to wait? So the rabbi usually says to a person who has to eat on Yom Kippur, b'shiurin, wait 9 minutes between each eating. Between each shot glass of food and of drink. Where does that come from? It comes from this Chasam Sofer. It comes that if that's the amount, what's called Kedei Achilas Pras, objectively, not by every food. Right? We generally don't assume like the Menchas Chinuch. Most Achronim assume that there's an objective shear, so then we would go by the objective shear. A big discussion in the Poskim is Bracha Achrona on coffee or tea. Because somebody who likes their tea or coffee hot, it might take a while to drink
a cheekful. And, you know, how much do you wait? You know, if it's going to take me 15 minutes to drink a cheekful, I'm going to take a sip here and a sip there. So then what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you know, the Anshei Maisa, they would leave over a certain amount in their cup to drink all the way at the end after it cools off to make sure they have that amount so they'll be able to see a Berurah Nefashos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in beginning of Siman Reish Yud. Reish Yud Sif Aleph. It's a long piece of the Mishnah Berurah. That Reish Yud is the similar. The Shulchan Aruch says if you drink or eat less than the shear, there's no bracha achrona. Bracha Rishona. It doesn't matter how much. Even if I taste a drop, I have to make a bracha. But bracha achrona is only if I eat or drink a requisite shear. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ula inyan shtias revias im shasav hivzik ma'at v'chazav shasav shishlan revias yishom shenam mistarif yishom shem mistarif v'chulu. And then he quotes. Here it is. Leading shtias te v'kofi shaderech lishtoso kshucham. We drink it when it's hot. The kasha lishtoso below hefsek kedar shar mashkim. We don't guzzle the tea. It's impossible. Ki man maat yesh machlokes raba ben aposkim im sarech levarech bracha achrona. There is a big machlokes amongst the poskim from quotes from the Berhiti the Shari Tshuva umachzaz hashekel ubachay adam esadim shlo levarech. The Chayyim says no bracha. Why? Because there's an objective standard. You don't go by the specific food, like the Chassam Sofer, not like the Menachas Chedah, and this is too long. V'chein kasa b'derech ha'chayim. That's the Malbim. V'cheinu minaga olam, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yan shem maisa, who would say otherwise? The Menachas Chedah. Menachas Chedah says beferish in that piece, you would make a burin afashas, even though you took a long time, because that's how you drink tea. That's how you drink coffee. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'yan shem maisa, noagin shalabasov shtiyasan. Right, drink some part of the tea that cooled off. So you can drink a revius without a hefsek. If you could be mitzarif within the drinkings, right? Maybe as long as you don't have a break in between, they're all mitzarif. You don't have to go from the first drinking to the last drinking. Either way, that's the Mishnah Berurah. But again, this is a big discussion in the poskim, and it seems like the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag olam is not to, but if one could, you know, figure out a way to be yotzei midei safek, that would be good. Okay, we'll stop.